BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
His Friday Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes our listener James with the show and tell, also Sarah from London playing Real or No Real, and what are the rules around small talk in driving tests these days?
Daily.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
So, did you enjoy my text that I sent to you earlier?
Well, which one?
Let me just read it back to you.
Oh, no, I know which one you're going to go with. I take it this is the one where you decide to break some football news to me.
Nothing annoys him more as a fan of football when I find out something on Twitter before he knows about it and I tell him about the football news.
There'll be some people who haven't heard this news yet, so, I mean, I'm sure they'll love that you break it to them.
Steve McLaren's gone.
but what's incredible is when you ban this football news about, I mean, for me, it's not a massive deal because...
I just saw it breaking on Twitter and I was like, I bet Chris doesn't know that yet. And I know that you absolutely love it when I'm the first to break news to you about something you love, but which I know nothing about.
Well, loads of people who listen to the show have said this before, where you've announced that, say, someone's been sacked or someone's retiring from football and it's quite soul-destroying that you're the one breaking the news.
Was I the first to tell you about McLaren today?
Yes, you were.
How annoying.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oi, Scott, should say a big hello to Dominique as well, who you called Dominic and now seems massively offended on the text.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
I know you wouldn't have meant that.
Hello, Dominique, who's a girl?
But I have got some really exciting news for you.
Go on.
So, do you remember a while ago I was... basically doing my best to get as much named after you as possible so that your legacy would live on forever.
Yes.
And it sort of worked because everyone got behind this and I believe they named the changing rooms in Eastleigh after you. Was it something like that? Or named a toilet after you in Eastleigh?
It's the football club. Eastleigh FC have named the toilets after me. There's a little sign in there, yeah.
But loads of people named meeting rooms in their office place.
Yeah, that'll live on long after I'm gone. Yeah, and if people were naming stuff in their offices, people naming their cars, people naming like even filing cabinets at work.
It was so good. But the best one, I think, was the bridge that I managed to get named after you, which links both sides of the services at Fleet Services.
On the M3.
On the M3.
Which is probably, well, definitely my favourite and one of my most visited service stations ever.
Well, I've got some news about this.
Oh, it's not going to be open properly, is it? Is it coming?
It's coming.
I'm getting a lot of messages, you see, from people going, well, I've just been on your bridge. I mean, I get them every day and they always send a picture and they tweet it just to prove that they're there. But they're like, why is there no plaque? Why is there no sign?
Exactly.
It's because they haven't officially opened it yet as my bridge.
Well, so I've been pushing for this a little bit. And yes, something very exciting. Thing is, it's like heavy pencil.
Okay, do we get to open the bridge?
And potentially we're going to open the bridge. Let's get this done properly.
Yeah.
I'm talking like an epic speech.
Yeah, and a massive pair of scissors to cut a ribbon with.
Let's do this properly.
Oh, the Scott Mills Bridge. Because I wonder what was happening with it.
And we could christen it however you like. I mean, smash a bottle against it, wee on it. I don't know. I don't know what you do to christen
it. What a time to be alive.
BBC Radio 1.
Obsessed that Caitlyn Jenner is the new face of H&M Sport. Looking good rocking those tracksuits. Also, it's looking like Dermot is going to be back on X Factor.
Really?
I broke this news to you via text earlier.
Yeah, but is this some kind of Scott Mills exclusive here?
It's not an exclusive. Some places are reporting it on Twitter and on Facebook.
This isn't Dermot to you last night in the pub or something.
No.
Do you know what, Scott? It's great to see you. But I've got a bit of news for you. I'm back. But don't tell anyone.
I've got to say something. I've been missing doing that Saturday night twirl on TV. I'm back on. No, funnily enough, he wasn't the first person. I wasn't the first person that he told. I don't think, anyway. So, not 100% confirmed, but I'm pretty
but
sure
you're
it's
saying
happening.
It.
Yeah, my sources tell me that it's occurring.
Is your source Dermot?
No, but it's someone that would know. And now you've got me worried I shouldn't have said this.
Well, it's just a big thing to say, isn't it?
Okay, if it doesn't happen... No, I'm pretty sure it's going to happen.
Why don't you do a bet like you did with Busted ages and ages ago? Where
no.
If it doesn't happen, you'll buy
everyone
listening a bottle of wine.
Everyone listening. Okay, I'm up for that.
You'll make that same bet?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if Dermot doesn't
If
he doesn't come back, you'll buy everyone listening right now a bottle of wine.
Yep, that's how confident I am about my story.
And Dave, have you seen this? David Beckham and Harry Styles have been working out together.
Have they?
Yeah, and some people are saying that Beckham might be personal training Harry. Imagine David Beckham as your personal trainer, please.
Speaking of Beckhams, have you seen his son Brooklyn is rocking curtains exactly like Beckham did in the 90s?
Yes, he's got his dad's hair from 1996.
Turning into him.
But curtains will be back on now because of that, you know it.
Radio 1.
It's Friday, it's BBC Radio 1. Oh, by the way, yes, if I am right about Dermot O'Leary going back on X Factor, you lot can buy me a bottle of wine each.
Yes, good idea.
Yes. Okay, so that's a bottle of wine from each of you, please, if I'm correct. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris. How nice to see you sober. How
nice
doing?
To see you sober. Who is this, please?
It's James off of MK, also off of the Who game.
Have you been on the Who game before?
I have indeed.
Were you the really posh one?
I was the really posh one, off of boobs on a calculator.
Yeah, I remember, yes. Right. Oh. how come not so posh now, please?
Well, I was doing an impression of your radio voice, Scott.
But I'm not posh, though. I'm from Eastleigh.
That's true.
How can we help you today, James?
I've got a little... Well, I don't really know how to categorise it. I suppose a bit of a show and tell.
Oh, do you want the horn?
Yeah, do it.
Hang on.
You sound like you're not sure, though. Is this actually good? Is this worth it?
Yes, I think you'll find it is.
Go on then, James. Hit me with it.
All right. So, you know how when people get out of dental surgery, they go a little bit funny?
What do you mean?
Well, with the anaesthetic, they go a little bit odd. There's those videos on the internet of people going a little bit silly.
Yeah, I know what you mean, after you've been numbed.
Yeah, I sort of get like that if somebody talks to me when I'm on the verge of going to sleep.
Okay, so is this a show and tell about yourself?
Well, yes.
So you're showing like yourself off to us now?
Yes, yeah.
All right, so I know when people go a bit funny in the dentist, you do that when you're about to go to sleep, right?
Yeah, so I was told upon waking up by my girlfriend that in the middle of the night, she started talking to me, and I just went a bit funny. So, first of all, I thought I must have been having a dream where I thought I was in some sort of Wash and Wary or a similar shop. And
what?
Cash and Carry, but brand, isn't it?
Yeah, right, got you.
Yeah, don't say brands.
But also, that's not a brand, Cash and Carry, is it?
Not allowed.
It's not a brand.
It's not allowed, Scott.
Is it not allowed?
James knows the rules.
You can't say Cash and Carry on the radio. Ridiculous. Okay,
so,
go on.
It's Wash and Barry or something.
Yeah, well, apparently, first of all, I thought I was in a shop with a load of VHSs and then food VHS in my sleep, which sort of speaks to how much I listen to your show.
VHS videos?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you did a Who in your sleep?
I hooed in my sleep, and then she asked me to turn the heating down, and apparently what I did instead was got out of bed, went to the fridge, and bought her back a box of plum tomatoes, and then went back to sleep.
So you're one of those that's quite active in their sleep?
I think it's only when people catch me on the verge of sort of going to sleep, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You come alive.
I was just sort of wondering if anybody else had sort of similar experiences before.
I always feel like I'm falling just as I'm going off to sleep. So I'll be watching TV and I'm in that weird state. And then all of a sudden my whole body jolts. And it's like, I don't know, it's like I've fallen off something. Do you never get that? Is that literally just me?
I get that. No, I think a lot of people get that. I think I saw it on QI, actually. It was...
What does it mean?
From when we used to live in trees, it to stop you falling out.
Chris has never lived in a tree.
In fact.
Is that why?
That's what Stephen Fry said, so it must be true.
When was the last time you lived in a tree, mate?
That's a good point. Yeah, I've never lived in
never
a tree,
happened.
Mate.
I'm just going what Stephen Fry said.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with him. Wow, that's incredible. If that's real, I would make that your show and tell. It's way better. What a fact.
That one is real.
Real. James, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Did you make up this show and tell just so you could like be on Radio 1?
Not even a little bit. I actually got my girlfriend a box of tomatoes out of the fridge.
No, I'm not being funny. It's
lucky girl.
Lucky girl. It's just... It's not really... I mean, it's not really a show and tell. Well, yeah.
I don't think it is. No. This is... I mean, if I did this kind of show and tell at school, basically where I'd forgotten to bring anything in for show and tell, it's a bit like saying your show and tell is your inhaler.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. It shouldn't really count as a show and tell. Like, your teachers would see right through you.
Right.
You're basically saying yourself is a show and tell.
Well, I didn't really know how to categorise it. I suppose it's just a conversation topic.
Yeah.
Just wondering if anyone else has done a similar thing.
To be fair, you did say that at the start. You weren't 100% sure that it was going to be a show and tell.
Yeah. No, that's true.
James, though, I don't want you to be discouraged from sharing stories in the future, and this should be the same for anybody else that's listening. You know, I love your stories, OK?
Yep.
I just need to be sparing with my horn.
OK.
I'm not getting it out for anybody.
Yeah, don't get your horn out for just any old thing.
Any old person from Milton Keynes that calls in.
Yeah.
Mm. Thanks, James. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, Matthew and Grant, who are on their way to Wales to meet their mate, the Welsh Giant. They're already on the Jaegers.
Oh,
it's 2:15.
Really?
Okay, that's making me feel a bit tired. Also, we have got John, who's in Windsor, just cruising around with the window open, feeling like it's spring today. I know, it does actually, in a lot of the UK. Still quite cold, but summer's on. It's going to be on soon. Also, we've got this person running the Colchester Half Marathon on Sunday. Good luck to you and your brother. Stuart from Farnham says, can we mix bangers up a bit at some point? Make it a three-way contest between Scott, Chris and a listener, and then, as usual, get another listener to choose a winner. Okay. Yeah, I think there are ways that we can change it up, but this week's been ridiculous enough as it is, what with our caller changing his mind last minute on your one the other day. And then we got him back on.
No, some would say you forced him to change his mind.
I didn't force him.
Anyway, we're back on today, right?
We are back on at 2:40 for Bangers, and it's going to be the last one of the week. It's going to be amazing.
Massive news this week for my friend Sir Dossa, who's having a very good week this week, by the way.
Well, he got his song played on Radio 1, his brand new material. First material from him in 5 years since his song Bish Bash Bosh.
Day in the Life of a Geezer.
Very good.
But also, he's passed his driving test.
Oh, well done to him.
Which is awesome, right? And in our group of friends, he is probably one of the last people to still be going with the lessons. It's like, kind of like, some people obviously don't want to learn how to drive, and that's fine. But he's the last one who has been wanting to drive for ages, but has just taken so long with lessons, and he gives up for a little bit, and goes back to it. But he's sort of forced himself to do it now.
How many times has he taken his test?
I think he's taken it 2 or 3 times.
Yeah, I was third. But then I did the same for a while. I was like, oh, well, I'm obviously no good at this. So I just like let it go for a bit and like had a year off of learning.
He said this test was different though, right? And I think it's good if you get to do the test a couple of times, because then you know what to expect and you know how to act on it. But get this right, he had the radio on throughout his test.
No, there was no music on for mine.
Which I think is really, really strange.
That's not allowed, is it?
But that's what I thought. But then I thought to myself, well, why wouldn't it be allowed? And also, what I really regret is I didn't ask him who turned it on, whether it was the examiner who said, oh, can we put the radio on, and then put the radio on. Because it doesn't strike me that something my friend would do.
It's a bit like when your parents turn down the radio when they're trying to find directions for somewhere. It's like, that's not going to help. Why does the music being lower mean that you can concentrate more on finding the right road or the street number?
But if that's allowed, then there's every chance someone right now is listening to Radio 1 and doing their test.
Yes, hi to you.
Hi. I mean, obviously, you're not going to text in and tell us that you're doing that. Because that would be even weirder, wouldn't it, if you pulled over to the side of the road and then text into a radio station?
Yeah, I definitely didn't have music on. I wouldn't be allowed to have the radio on, I don't think. And let's face it, I was a right radio geek. So if anyone was allowed to be having the radio on at 17, it would have been me, but it didn't happen.
That's well good. Or you can make your own mixtape, like your driving test bangers, you know? Like, it's not a bad idea, that.
What's the chat with the driving instructor saying these days? I can't really remember mine.
Yeah, well, I talked to him about this, and we were talking about the small talk that you have as you're doing the driving test. So when you start, it's all quite formal, and you've got to do, I think you've got to check under the bonnet and stuff like that. And then you start driving, and about 10 minutes into that actual test, they break out the small talk. Now, I just remember being really nervous.
Yeah.
And doing the small talk, but you just do it. But what a strange situation that is, that... Because you wouldn't do that with any other exam, would you? Imagine you were doing your maths exam and a teacher just casually walked past you, stopped you, and then asked about the weather.
Yeah, and I couldn't concentrate on the small talk, so I don't actually know what I reply because I was so concentrating, you know?
But what I'd like to know is the small talk the same with every test that you do? Are examiners trained to do the same small talk, in which case they do the same small talk all day long.
With everybody. If you're an examiner, could you let us know, please? Do you change it up a bit, the small talk, or is it literally the same questions every time? Oliver in Huddersfield also had Radio 1 on his test and passed first time. Also, I seem to vaguely remember this. Do they take a picture of you after you've passed?
What?
If you've passed, do you get like a winner's photo?
No. No, I don't think you do. Did you get one?
I don't... I vaguely remember someone taking a picture of me.
No, but that was probably the paparazzi.
No, it was. I was 17. Congratulations. A lot of the paps have turned up. No, I'm sure someone took my photo afterwards. And I had, like, big beaming face of joy because I'd just passed.
Of course.
Maybe that was just my instructor or examiner. I don't know. Anyone else had their picture taken? Or have I confused that with another event? Some people's small talk gets completely ignored by the examiner. Man, nice day, isn't it?
Oh,
nothing there, back.
Scott, there are so many good messages about this. This is a good one. I was so nervous, I kept just saying how sweaty I was and apologising.
So I'm really sweaty.
I'm really sweaty. What about this? Steph from Buckingham. I was so nervous on my test that after the examiner asked me what I did for work, I asked the same back. Passed first time, though.
Imagine getting nothing back from the examiner because you're nervous enough as it is. Yes, I told you, loads of people have been on. There is a photo if you pass.
Why? Why is there a winner's photo?
There is a winner's photo. I knew there was a photo.
But is it with the examiner?
I thought for a while I was confusing it with plastic surgery again. But it's not that. It's definitely your driving test.
But is it with the examiner or just your instructor? So you're like a proud pupil. Do you know what I mean? Because it's a bit strange if the examiner comes out and is like, you have passed and I will now get a photo with you.
I think instructor.
It can't be the examiner. It can't be like a pass wall in the exam place.
Well, because they
like,
put it on their... Because obviously they're a business as well. They put it on their Facebook.
But you mean the exam people?
I don't know.
That's so weird. Do you know what that's like? That's, again, if I want to go back to like... That's being in a sports hall. You're doing your maths exam. Teacher walks past and asks for a selfie.
Yeah.
It's odd.
I agree. Weird. So many people that haven't passed.
This might help them because when you do your test... If you're planning on doing it, you are going to have to do some small talk.
You will.
Right? Heads up on that one. And we can help with that. Although, sometimes it backfires like so badly.
Yeah, there's a girl that's working on our show
today. Yeah, Li Shu works on our show.
It went wrong.
Yeah, so she wanted to try and calm down the situation. So said to the examiner, as she got into the car, got your helmet, right, as a bit of a joke.
He didn't laugh
and apparently she failed. So it can go wrong if you try and make light of the situation.
Yeah. Yes, you get a photo taken with the teacher and the car.
That's so
strange.
The car
that you did it, yeah.
I'd like to see some of these winners' photos, ideally.
They're coming in. Look, there's one from Linda's driving school. It's good promotion for Linda, though, because it's got a mobile number on the side of the car. Mm. Share that on Facebook. And then there's people, like, there's errors that you make because you're so nervous. Like Oliver, who tried to change gear and then just like, brushes the examiner's leg. The Scott Mills Daily. You know what, Chris? I really can't wait for this flu or man flu, whatever it is, to go completely and I get the full range of my voice back.
I thought you were back to normal, but then it sort of has made a reappearance, hasn't it?
I've had a little relapse. Has anyone else had this where like you think you're over it and it's like, oh, good, my nose is like a tap again. Yeah, but I just can't wait to get the full range of voice back because I'm really missing the high bits.
Mm.
I mean, my voice hasn't been like this since stuff happened down there as a teenager. And it's really low all the time.
Oh, memories.
I can't go high. And you know I like to go high. Listen to it. Stupid. Like, normally I can scream like really, really loud and in quite a high register. You know that. Not at the moment. I'm hoping it goes soon.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
You know how I shriek with delight sometimes?
Oh, mate,
when
you're
like
a screamer.
When a good pop song comes on. I am a screamer. I miss that. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Chris. Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're good, thanks. The weekend is on. Whoop, whoop.
Well, thank God.
What are you doing tomorrow and the rest of the weekend?
Off to Twickenham tomorrow to watch England-Wales.
Is that the rugby?
Yes, the rugby.
Predictions, please.
Well, I'm hoping for an English win because I've got a Welsh girlfriend and she won't let me forget it. if we lose.
Are you busy tomorrow then, Steve? You got the rugby. It's a shame that, because I was going to invite you to my birthday.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, Chris.
Birthday maybe tomorrow. But, mate, no worries at all. Next year.
Yeah, next year. I'll pencil it in the diary now.
You know what he's doing, though? He's trying to get you on side before he plays you his track. You know that. You know you're being manipulated, don't you, Steve?
Oh, I know how this game works.
Right, okay. Like I said, a clean fight today, so no kind of bias.
I'm just saying it's...
No sob stories.
It is my birthday tomorrow. That's a fact. That's not That's not a play.
No bringing any of our relatives into it to try and win votes. Let's just do it fair and square. What have you got, please?
Okay. I'm thinking a big Friday one for today. It's a proper David Guetta on this with Kid Cudi. Don't forget him. It's called Memories. Admit it, this is a good one.
For me, there are two types of David Guetta song. Absolute bangers and absolute whiffers.
This is a banger, though.
Yeah, yeah, but then I've got...
Yeah. Well, see, it is this, Friday.
This is when I wish I could scream high again, because I would shriek with delight. But I can't. I can only go low. It's Chainsmokers. Let me take a selfie. Let me take a selfie. Okay, good.
Big tunes, big decision. Friday, after all. Right, I've made my decision, and I think it's going to be Scott.
Yes,
I just love that song.
Yes.
Really?
When was the last time you heard this? When it was out?
Really?
I mean,
about a year ago.
Yeah, I don't understand why it doesn't get played more.
I kept on seeing him look at me while he's with that other girl. Do you think he was just doing that to make me jealous? Because he was totally texting me all night last night, and I don't know if it's a booty call or not. So, like, what do you think? Did you think that girl was pretty? How did that girl even get in here? Do you see her? She's so short, and that dress is so tacky. Who wears cheetah?
It's the Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I wasn't expecting him to choose that, I've got to be honest.
I definitely wasn't.
No. What a tune. Better than I remember it as well.
Just, that was strange. That I had a strange couple of minutes listening to that.
Yeah.
It is kind of good. I just don't think it's as good as mine.
Do you remember when we actually got that girl in for an interview?
Yeah. Just the voice. It wasn't Chainsmokers, was it? It was the girl who's the actual voice.
And she was just like a student from New York who met Chainsmokers on a night out once. And they were like, do you want to be in our song? And they're like, okay.
That's so ratchet.
And we got her to call Fern Cotton Ratchet. Good
That's
times.
It. Yeah.
What are you doing, says David. Are you having a laugh, you muppet?
Robbed. A few people saying robbed.
Dan from Sheffield says, what a tune, I still love it. I would still like to hear this on a night out, says Ollie in Andover. Brian from Brighton. How can you choose this over arguably David Guetta's best song? Mm. It's not his best song, come on. It's not. That decision just made me rip out my headphones for 3 minutes. Shocking. People get involved with this so much, don't they?
But that was an exact example of the difference between me and you right there.
Right there.
In competition.
I mean, if there was any kind of example that you'd want to give, if people had never heard this before, today would be the one. Yes to the win for Chainsmokers Selfie, back on Monday at 2:40.
So it's my birthday tomorrow, Scott.
I know. I actually, I have got you a present.
But it's not here today.
It's not here today.
I'm not seeing you tomorrow.
No, but it will.
So you haven't got me a present.
I have. It'll make its way to you.
Will it? How will it find its way to me?
I've sorted it.
You'll figure that out later.
I've sorted it. Look, we're not all as disorganised as you. Where are you going? Brighton, is it?
I'm going out for, not like the whole weekend, but going tomorrow to Brighton.
Love Brighton.
A night out in Brighton.
Brighton is the best. It's so good.
I've been a couple of times on night out and I just love it. So I'm doing that for my birthday. I think I'm going with... It's kind of been organised by my girlfriend, but I
know
my girlfriend and maybe some friends.
I know exactly what you're doing because she has told me. I mean, you know, we were texting each other yesterday.
Of course you were.
So yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. I think it's funny.
You think I'll enjoy it? What does that mean?
Yeah, I think you will.
Going on a night out, I'll definitely enjoy it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
What do you know?
I know nothing about the night out.
I think you'll enjoy it. Suggests that there's something that
I don't know
about.
Anything about the night out. I just know about maybe some of the daytime activities.
It's not take me out. Why are we doing daytime activities?
Well, you're going to be in Brighton, so you want something to do, don't you?
No. I was...
what are you going to do? Just wander around?
Yeah, I thought it would just be a few bars and then, you know, sort of evening antics rather than...
I bet you've not planned anything. Do you want to know where to go?
I'd like to... Yeah. If you know that I do a normal night.
Yeah, I know everywhere.
Yeah.
You know I've got knowledge. I've been to, like, most towns, most cities.
Don't fix me up for activities, but if I want to go out just in the evening,
yeah,
what's the options available to me?
Okay, well, I'm saying you and the lads should head probably Cheeky One in Charles Street Bar to start the night. Write these down.
And I love this. You are just a travel agent. A
few more in Legends, I'd say.
Legends?
Yeah. That sounds right up your street, actually, doesn't it? Legends.
Fine, okay.
You say it a lot, Legends.
All right.
And then... end the night in Revenge.
Revenge?
Yeah.
Me and the boys in Revenge?
Yeah, got it?
Yeah, I've written that down.
Sorted. The Scott Mills Daily. Hi, if you finish work for the week, it's Friday, yes. If college and school is also done for you today, welcome. Loads of good Friday music coming up. I loved Selena Gomez on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning with Grimmy. Just sounds really nice. Quite jealous. A guy that used to work on this show until a couple of weeks ago tweeted earlier saying, already two hugs from Selena Gomez and it's not even 9:30 a.m. And I was like, shut up.
That is the way to start your day, isn't it?
I mean, it doesn't get much better. So she was on with Grimmy on really good form and she was talking about the reception she gets when she landed in the UK yesterday.
And I saw amazing pictures today. I don't know if you've seen these on the internet of when you arrived in London last night.
Yes.
And you got off the Eurostar.
Yes.
Got off the train. And there's a really amazing photo of a really eager fan that has, like, gone for, like, a... Because if I saw someone that I was a big fan of, I'd probably just be like, hi.
You're right.
They've gone for full-on...
Is it the young boy?
Like, hug, yeah.
Yeah, no, he kissed me.
Yeah, like...
And then he held my hand as I walked through the train station.
And now they're dating.
Are we dating
now?
Well, you know, who have I not dated at this point, so...
When is it, like, too close? When a security, like, get off Selena?
Well, it just depends on safety. I think that's key. Uh-huh. I try to be as personable as possible, and sometimes it I just get more worried that other people get hurt because there'll be either a 10-year-old and then there's a 20-year-old. Uh-huh. So I don't want anybody to get hurt. I guess it's situational. Uh-huh. But in that case, he was actually very nice.
He wasn't
overbearing. Uh-huh. He was just wanted to date me for 5 seconds, I guess.
And that's fine.
That was okay.
And that's fine. And we've all been in that position.
It's situational.
It's quite cool that she almost confirmed that, because if I was him, I'd be like, what a result. She's now on Radio 1 saying that we dated for 5 seconds.
Yeah.
That's my status sorted.
Yeah. Also, she was talking about the kind of food that she likes to eat when she's in the studio. Listen, she's just like us. Listen.
Oh, man. Anything greasy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in general, sometimes that's my downfall. But I always say that's my excuse because I need my vocal cords to be...
lubricated.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I need grease.
Yeah.
Anything greasy.
Tina, would you like to share with the country and Selena Gomez what you had for breakfast this morning?
Don't tell everybody this.
Go on.
I
want
to know. So it's a Friday. I had a cheese and onion pasty.
Which is like...
That's awesome. Like a
melted
pastry.
Cheese and onion thing that's not
it's like
traditionally
a pie.
Like a baked
pie. It's bad for you.
I love that. Hey, yeah. I've had cheeseburgers in the morning plenty of
have
times.
Have you really?
And tacos.
Oh, wow. You're my hero.
Oh, well, you're my hero.
I like that. I'm into that. Well, congratulations, everybody. We're all disgusting.
You can get that on the BBC Radio iPlayer app. This is the app you need, and it's free to catch up on all of Radio 1. The Selena chat is on there. Get your app, BBC Radio iPlayer app. Do it now, over the weekend. You won't regret it. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. It's Friday. This is Scott on Radio 1. Riddle No Real with one of our listeners is coming up. And also Arctic Monkeys. Yeah, I'm now playing this new Ariana Grande track for you. Out worldwide today. If anyone listening knows Ariana, or you just want to maybe get in touch with her on Instagram or Twitter, can you tell her to use something else apart from the dog filter on Snapchat, please? She's obsessed with it. Just be nice to have a little bit of variety. Just pass that on. Thanks to all of you that are tweeting Ariana now directly, asking her to use another filter apart from the dog filter on Snapchat. Much appreciated. That's Dangerous Women on Radio 1. She's obsessed with it. Also, can I just say hello to everyone listening in their cars at the moment? You know where it comes up with the scrolling message of what you're listening to?
What's it saying today?
Today I'm Scott Ming.
Scott Ming.
On most people's.
How does that happen?
Most people's cars.
Why? I'm sure that's someone's job, you know.
Scott, M-I-I-N-G. Scott Ming here.
Scott Ming.
On Radio 1. On Fridays, we play Real or No Real with one of our listeners. So, hi, Sarah.
Hey, how are you doing, Scott?
Yeah, I'm good. You all right?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. Yeah, all good.
Yes, it's Friday. Where are you?
Oh, I'm in North London at home at the moment, so just chilling out. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sarah, plans for the weekend?
I haven't got any major ones at the moment. I've got some gigs coming up, and I've seen Mabel, and I was there for the DMAs. So Clara Ampho just feeds me so much stuff. It's ridiculous. She's cost me a lot in gig tickets, that lady.
Oh, so is it you going to gigs or is it you performing at gigs?
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. No one would want to hear me sing.
So you listen to Clara and you take on board her gig advice?
Yep. Well, if she's got anyone new who she plays, I then just Google it and get the tickets.
Nice. So Blossom's good. Yeah, Blossom's are awesome.
Good. Yeah, but Izzy Bizzo, she was the one. Wow.
Wow, you really do love it, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, and you know about Real or No Real, yes?
Oh, yes. I normally listen every day at work, so, yeah.
And you play along?
I do play along. I don't score very well, but, you know, we'll see what happens today.
It's all going to change today, Sarah.
Oh, I know, it could be my day.
Let's play today's Real or No Real.
Hey, excellent.
80% of British people apologise if someone else walks into them.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, Chris is a big apologiser, as I am, actually.
I apologise for literally anything. If I look at someone, I apologise. It's a very British thing to do that, be constantly apologetic.
Yeah, it's a very British problems thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I was in the lift earlier and pressed 8 to come to the 8th floor and actually apologised. I don't know why. Sorry for going to the 8th floor.
I used to do it when I used to press a button for the first floor at work and then I'd limp out the lift a bit to make people believe I've got a bad foot.
Yeah, I mean, you could have walked there, couldn't you, really?
I could have.
When Amy Schumer was on the show, I said hello to her, and when I did that, I apologised as well. I was like, sorry, I'm Chris. So why am I apologising?
And then she really picked up on it.
Yeah, she made it part
of her routine. She was like, why are you apologising for being yourself?
Oh, my goodness.
So are we saying this is real?
I think in my experience, people apologise for everything. So I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real too.
That one is real.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes, 10 points each. And next.
Ellie Goulding has announced she will spend her career break enjoying 3 months on a cruise.
Now, I saw this yesterday, Ellie Goulding saying that she's going to take some time away from music because she's not had any time off for 7 years.
Hmm.
Yes.
So she's doing a gap year, effectively.
I always like it when artists feel that they have to announce that they're coming off Twitter or going on a break. Just do it. Don't need to tell me.
Yeah. She's not surely doing a cruise.
What song with a cruise?
Well, nothing, but she'll get hounded by people if she's on a boat the whole time.
That's true. There's nowhere to go, is there?
She'll be in one of the posh, like, areas of it, won't
she'll
she?
She'll be in the captain's cabin.
Yes, she will. But she's probably got some deal. That's how it works with pop stars. I mean, she could be working on a cruise.
What, with P&O ferries?
Yeah, she does a performance and then we'll get it all for free.
It made it sound like she was going to be the dinner lady or something. She was working on the cruise.
No, but she could be performing and then they pay her. Instead of paying her, they pay her with a free stay on the cruise. And if you're going to do that, you know, you might as well stay the full 3 months and do the tour and enjoy it. That's an interesting thought, actually, Scott. Would you ever DJ a cruise? Have you ever DJed a cruise?
No. I did get asked to do an Easy Cruise once, which is the boat equivalent of EasyJet.
So you were DJ on that?
Yeah. And it's a boat to Amsterdam, I think.
Oh,
drinks are on.
Don't Strictly Come Dancing dancers do it?
Yes. I sadly missed out on that opportunity to perform the crab dance on a tour, which they do. They do Strictly Come Dancing cruises.
But I heard what happens is they get taken there in a helicopter.
No, not true.
They drop off Anton de Beck.
No, not true.
And then pick him up a couple of days later.
Not true, but you do get to go in the pool with Craig Revel Horwood.
Do you now?
Yes.
So did you turn down that opportunity? Were you offered?
I did actually
turn down that. No, you didn't. Yeah. Why would you do such a thing?
I know, me and Craig in the hot tub, right?
So they wanted you, so let me get this straight. They wanted you to appear on a cruise liner, do the crab, probably get free board there, right? Free bed and breakfast for the evening. And you turn that down?
I've got a radio show, you know what I mean?
Ah, Diary Clash.
Yeah, I can't be swanning off doing the crab on a tour of, like, Europe.
The emails that must come in with offers of stuff for you must just be so good.
I turned it down, and Alison Hammer would have been there. Same day.
Was it a dignity thing in that you refused to do the crab again?
Why would you turn down being in a pool with Alison Hammond and Craig Riverwood? You're talking nonsense.
Would you dance the crab again, or would you only do it for big money?
I mean, obviously you would have got paid on the cruise.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying, are you keeping the crab for something special? As in, all these people want you to do the crab. There's a cruise company that want you to perform the crab on a cruise. There's a supermarket that want you to launch a new crab paste
It's nearly 2 years ago and it still gets mentioned every day,
but
pretty much.
Are you saving yourself for something huge?
No. So is Ellie
the
Goulding...
The next royal wedding?
Pardon?
Yeah.
The next royal wedding?
Oh, yeah, they'd love that if I did Under the Sea.
Yeah, for Harry.
The problem is, if you leave it too long, it's a dangerous game of deal or no deal that you're playing, because right now, you're right, you probably could get paid good money to do the crab, but leave it too long and it will be too ho, and no one will want you to do it.
Well, people should just stop mentioning it then, shouldn't they? Ellie Goulding's announced she'll spend her career break with 3 months on a cruise. Real or no real?
No real. No.
I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh.
But Ellie has said she is putting her career on hold as she's not had a break in 7 years.
She's not had a year off in 7 years.
Stop it. And finally,
I have blonde hair and my name rhymes with sailor was an original Taylor Swift lyric, according to her recently discovered old MySpace account.
Oh, dear.
That's wonderful.
I really, really want to find more Famous' old MySpaces because I reckon it will reveal a lot.
I'm assuming yours is out there somewhere.
I don't know. What song do you think she had playing? Do you remember he had a song playing?
Oh, yeah.
You could choose the song.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I wonder what...
Normally something emo by My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
Or Avril Lavigne, yeah. So she's got this MySpace account from years ago. Do we think it's got those lyrics on it?
I do. I'm saying real for this. Honestly, I think... But it was probably years ago, wasn't it? Because she was being teenage.
Yeah. I mean, she definitely would have had a MySpace. And that's the kind of thing she probably had written in her bio. You know, it probably wasn't necessarily song lyrics then. It was like her biography description.
Yeah. My name rhymes with sailor.
Yeah. But that must have been such a strange time, because back then she must have had a MySpace and was probably liking all the fan pages of artists and that she's probably now friends with.
Yeah.
That's Maybe. Wicked, isn't it, when your life becomes your MySpace? You know what I mean? Like, it develops into, like, a full-on life. That's such a cool idea. And do you know what I mean? All the fan pages that you signed up to and stuff, it just becomes, like, real life.
Yeah. Like, when you're a fan of someone, you've got, like, their calendar and, like, all their posters, and then you end up going out with them.
Sure, I recall.
So Taylor Swift has lyrics on her MySpace page that are, I have blonde hair and my name rhymes with sailor. Real or no real?
Real. I'm going.
Yeah, I can imagine her writing this on her MySpace. I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yep, someone has stumbled across Taylor's old account, which has got some pretty cringe stuff on it, including old lyrics from when she was 10.
Oh.
At the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 20. Sarah, you got 30.
Yay!
Yes.
Champion return.
Yes.
The victor.
The victor.
Good to speak to you.
Oh, and you have a lovely weekend.
You too. Love you. Bye.
Love you back.
Those are Friday's best bits. We're in for Grimmy Monday morning from 6:30 on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show for one day only.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.